They got and they said they needed 532 people.
Any of any age?
Young ones. Just the young ones. And they, someone, they have to sort an archive. And in the they hang up posters that young people should come and register because it's a new job. Of course, everybody wanted to go just to get out and get some food and just to get out. And 536 young girls, young men register. We had to meet on this gate like 6:30, and they went away. Now, I registered also. My two cousins registered. I woke up this morning, and I see it's about 7:30. I got mad. I said, "Mom, why didn't you wake me up? We needed, I could bring some bread or something." She said, "Child, you slept so peacefully. I know you are tired and worn out. I just couldn't wake you up. My heart didn't let you to wake you up." I was mad. The day went by, second day went by, they didn't come back. But 4 days later, we find out they were taken out to one of the forts. There was, from First World War, was places, and they call it a fort, fortifications, when during the war. And there they used to take the people and shoot them. And there were the 500. 36, my two cousins, I could have been there. And they were overshot. Then it turned out why a shipload of sugar had to go through Lithuania to, for somewhere. And 536 sacks of sugar got wet. And somebody had to punish somebody, so they took all our kids. And that's what they did. And the only thing I can say, it's a miracle, you know, or a mother's heart, whatever it was, that I survived, because I would have been with the rest of them. So this is one story.